Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
All right, we are back. I'm Will Selvin. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Woo! That was something. Monday Night Football was fun. Let's start things off with a quick recap on what exactly went down between the Ravens and Browns.
Fourth and five. Jackson rolls to the right. Lobs deep. He's got a man open. Hollywood Brown. He's going in. Touchdown, Ravens. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Mayfield back to pass. Throws near side. Hunt caught it. At the pylon. Touchdown, Kareem Hunt. And the game is tied at 42.
Tucker with a chance to win. Tucker's kick is traveling down the middle. It is gone. And the Ravens are on path to make the playoffs with an unbelievable comeback.
Wow. Just wow. That Monday night thriller wrapping up week 14 in style by far has to be in the running for the best game of the year. Prove me otherwise. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson coming through in the clutch, finishing with three touchdowns, including a 44-yard throw to wideout Marquise Brown after Jackson missed two drives in the locker room with cramps. Then, in the fourth quarter, the reigning league MVP leading a 6-yard, 38-yard drive, setting up that Justin Tucker game-winning 55-yard field goal you just heard to take the lead with just 2 seconds to go to beat the Browns, 47-42. Jackson rushing for two touchdowns and 124 yards and was asked about his backup Trace McSorley filling in and eventually suffering an injury, setting up Lamar's heroic return.
Trace was doing a great job dropping the ball down the field. Then I see my guy go down. And as I'm seeing him go down, like, I'm still stretching. Like, I'm like, I got to get back. I'm catching the attitude because I'm like, man, it ain't going the way we want to. And then I see him go down, and I'm like, we got to start. Nah, like, we just got to go out there. Nah, and I start running out there. Kel running with me. It's fourth down. And offensive line blocked their tail off, and our guys just made great catches, and we came out with the victory.
So just to clarify, you didn't have to use the bathroom or anything in the back, right? You know, there was a lot of talk on social media that you were kind of like jogging, like to use the bathroom or something.
No, I was cramping. I ain't putting a Paul Pierce. I didn't put a Paul Pierce. I was cramping.
Yeah, he's not pulling a Paul Pierce, but feels like he was. Either way, Lamar, congratulations. That was awesome. The Browns and Ravens tied the all-time record by combining for 9 rushing touchdowns, also setting a pair of games back in 1922 for you history buffs. And this was the only game in NFL history in which both teams had a 4-plus rushing touchdown performance. Cleveland drops to 9-5, currently good enough for the 5th seed in the AFC, while Baltimore improves to 8-5. But get this, despite having the same record as Miami, Ravens are still currently on the outside of the playoff bracket because the Finns have the advantage over them thanks to a tiebreaker. All right, so a lot of intrigue in Philly over that quarterback situation. So here's exactly the latest. The Eagles naming Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback for Sunday's game against the Cardinals. Now, Hurts helped Philly snap a 4-game losing streak and remain alive in the NFC East behind first-place Washington. Hurts joining Lamar Jackson, coincidentally, is the only player since at least 1950 with 100-plus rushing yards in their first career quarterback start. And as our friends at the NFL Media Research Department pointed out, 3 of the 5 QBs to have at least 90 yards on the ground did it with the Eagles. And in case you were wondering, the others are Randall Cunningham and Jack Concannon. Now, a big distinction is Hurts is the only quarterback with 100-plus rushing yards and at least 1 passing touchdown in his first career start. Now, let's stay in the NFC East, and Cowboys Vice President Stephen Jones saying there will be no change at head coach in Dallas. Speaking to 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Jones saying he has the utmost confidence that the ship is going to be righted quickly and said that Mike McCarthy is going to be the leader of this group. And now, just a quick reminder for unfiltered, enlightening convos that really intersect sports and society. Highly, highly recommend downloading the Huddle and Flow podcast with my guys, Steve Weish and Jim Trotter. You will not regret it. Entertaining, as always. As is Good Morning Football, right? Kyle Brandt bringing us the most disgruntled segment in all of television. Yes, I'm talking about angry runs. Seeing those veins popping out of his neck. and his forehead. Oh, and Nate Burleson, of course, breaks out the sidelines and the sensations from week 14 and the latest edition of Toe Drag Swag. You have to say it like that every single time. All right, and the gang will also be joined by Broncos rookie wideout KJ Hamler. So it is a jam-packed show you don't want to miss. It all goes down from 7 to 10 Eastern time. All right, so my time is up. Hope you have a great day. I'm Will Sullivan. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.